Welcome everyone to another episode of the Budget Divas podcast. As of this recording, it is the last week of April and we're heading into May next week. I know the year is just flying by so fast, but I hope you're excited for the summer months. I know I'm super excited to be out in the sun and going to the beach and all the fun summer things that we normally do. And in Hawaii, we can do that year round, but summer is just perfect, like the perfect weather, the perfect temperature for doing all of those outdoor sports and activities. So I hope that you are planning to have as much fun as you can during the summer. But today I wanted to talk about an uncomfortable but important topic, and that is the topic about the judgments that we make about ourselves and that we make about others, and how it affects our personal finance. It could either elevate the value of ourselves, or it could potentially keep us or make us poor. And so let me tell you a story of, my husband and the judgments that people make about him. So if you have met my husband, he is a total t-shirts, shorts, surfer kind of guy, does not like to dress up at all. I mean, when we go to restaurants, I have to tell him, this is a dress code. I'm sorry, you have to wear nice long pants and a nice shirt kind of thing. And he doesn't care for it, but he'll do it since we are going to a nice restaurant, but he'd rather be in shorts. And sometimes he does try to get away with it, going to restaurants and seeing what their dress code is so that he could potentially wear shorts to those restaurants. Nice shorts, of course, but still shorts. But anyway, so he once told me this story of how he was with a group of prominent people and he introduced himself. And the group kind of just brushed it off like, okay, you're just this regular guy. And then the host comes along and says, oh, this is Alden. Did you know that he is the founder of this company? My husband has a clothing company. And so, the dynamics just changed like 180 degrees. It was like, oh, you're that guy, you're the owner of No Grumble, Be Humble. Yeah, I love your t-shirts. It's been around for a really long time. And I see it in the stores and I see it at, wherever you're selling it kind of thing. And it's so interesting because here is the judgment that they're making about him. And then when they learn that, yeah, you're this other different type of person, how everything just changes. Here's another example. Like, let's get a little bit deeper into this. Say, for example, you and your friends are in a busy mall and you go to Starbucks and you're sitting down and you're just people watching. And one of your friends says, let's play a game. And so the game is like, as the people are walking by, let's try to guess their age. Harmless, right? Like, you don't really think about it. Okay, so you and your friends see people walking by, try to guess their age, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, whatever. So it goes on for a while. And then your friend says, let's go a little bit deeper. Let's try to guess their weight. Okay, so now it's getting a little bit uncomfortable, right? You're like, why is she asking this question? Why does she want to guess the person's weight? But you go along with it because everybody else at your table is going along with it. So people go by, you try to guess their weight, kind of feeling uncomfortable, but it's a game, so you do it anyway. Then your friend says, let's try to guess how much they make per year. What is their income? How much money do they make per year? Okay, now it's getting uncomfortable because you might be thinking, if my friend is asking what that person on the street that I don't know and that's passing by the mall is making per year, what are they saying about me? So as your friend is suggesting to play this game and it's going on and on and on, think about the narrative that's going on in your head. What is this person saying about me? And this is the topic that I want to talk about today because it really does affect our personal finances. And it's kind of like that old adage that Dave Ramsey has said, you know, you buy the nice car to impress the person at the stoplight that you'll never meet in real life. So today I wanted to dive into this topic. And at the end, you will know if your personal choices, your personal money choices is either elevating your financial future or keeping you poor. Now take that same example of people walking in that busy mall as your people watching in that Starbucks, sitting at a table with your friends. And here comes along a guy that looks like Mark Zuckerberg, but you don't know that it's Mark Zuckerberg because let's just pretend that we don't know what the founder of Facebook looks like. We know his name, but we've never seen his face. Let's just pretend. So he's walking by in his gray shirt, his jeans, his shoes. Maybe he doesn't have any expensive jewelry on. And then your friend says, how much do you think he makes per year? What is your answer? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? Would you guess he makes billions of dollars a year? Think about that for a second. And then let's move on to someone else. And let's say it's a woman who has the expensive handbag, the expensive haircut, the lashes, the nails, you know, is dressed to the nines. And I know that's a very old term, but that's the only term that I could think of. You know, she's dressed to the nines, dressed like she's a very prominent person. What would you guess her income is? Would you also say $30,000, $40,000, $100,000, $1 million, $1 billion? So what I want to drive home today is that these judgments that we're making about ourselves or we're making about others is really affecting our money habits and the money choices that we make on a daily basis. And like I said, it's totally normal. You know, if you're making judgments about others, it's totally normal. We make judgments about people every single day. We make judgments about ourselves every single day. But this is something that I have had to learn over the years of how the things that I have or the way that I dress or the house that I live in or the car that I drive does not define me. And so some of you could argue that, you know, image is everything. Okay, if you work in real estate, you probably have to have that high-end image if you're trying to sell a $5 million, $1 billion house kind of thing. But that's not what we're talking about today. So I want to tell you about three tips that I have learned and that I'm constantly learning throughout my life and constantly working on to make sure that I'm keeping myself in check and the purchases that I'm making is for me and not for anyone else. So the reason why I bring this up is when people come to me as their budgeting coach, they are embarrassed by their financial situation. And what I want to tell you is that if you have experienced that or you are experienced that right now, you're not alone. And I have no judgments against you because I've been there myself, you know, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, the whole thing. Like in 2014, 2015, when we started getting serious about our finances, we went to a Dave Ramsey class. And it was a classroom full of people who were on the same get out of debt journey. And I felt super embarrassed to be there because I felt like at that point in my life, I shouldn't be there. I should have been successful already? And why was I here learning how to get out of debt and manage my finances? So, you know, if you're in that same boat, I just want to tell you that there is no judgment here. And I just want to share my tips with you of what I've learned over the years and what I'm continuing to work on for myself so that my money habits and my money choices do not hurt my financial future. So the first thing that I want to say is that people who don't pay your bills don't get to tell you how to spend your money. So my husband and I, we do a budget together every single month. He has a say in how I spend my money. And it's not that he's a dictator and he's telling me every single, you know, he's being nitpicky on how I spend my money, but it's just that we make decisions together. So since we have a combined budget, he has a say in how we are spending our money. But then you have the other people who tell you, you know, all of that milestone stuff. When you graduate from high school, you need to go to college. Then you need to get married by 30 so that you can have kids before you get too old, kind of thing. And so I see this happen time and time again, that people will make these financial decisions based on what they think other people want for them. But let me tell you this, like at the end of the day, nobody is coming to save you. So if you are making these financial decisions to please other people, and then when you don't have the money to pay for it, nobody is going to come rescue you. And I know that sounds harsh and I don't want to be harsh, but that is the solid truth. So think about this. People who don't pay your bills don't get to tell you how to spend your money. You are in control of your money and you can tell yourself, this is how I'm going to spend my money, right? So number two, your stuff and your lifestyle does not define you as a person. So I'm going to give credit to my business coach. His name is Noel Remigio. And he told me about this lady named Marsha Peer. I think her name is Marsha Peer. And how she told people to write on a post-it, I am enough, and put that post-it on every single mirror in their house. So every single day when they wake up in the morning, when they look in the mirror, they'll see that post-it that says, I am enough. Now, this might sound woo-woo to you, but it does actually work. And I didn't put it on a post-it, but I did write it on my whiteboard. And so every single day when I look at my whiteboard, I can see those three words. I am enough. Let me give you an example of how your stuff and your lifestyle does not define you as a person. So for my husband and I, you know, right now we're in a condo. And when I think about our condo, like it's enough for us. You know, we don't need a lot of space for two people. When I look outside, we have this beautiful view of the ocean, the mountains, and we're situated in the middle of a golf course. It's amazing. When people come over, they're like, you have the most amazing view. I know. And when it rains, you can see the full rainbow from, you know, beginning to end. It's amazing. But still, I feel like it's not enough. The one thing that we hate about being in a condo is that we don't have a yard. So there's no yard for me to plant things, to have a sustainable garden so I can grow my own vegetables. And in this point of my life, I thought, you know, I should be in a house already. I should have what society tells us to have, you know, that house with the white picket fence, the two cars and the 2.5 kids kind of thing. But when I think about this and when I look at my whiteboard that says I am enough, it makes me realize that I don't really care what other people are thinking about us living in this condo versus, you know, the 3-4 bedroom house with the 2-car garage and the 2.5 kids kind of thing. And it's really about knowing that God defines who I am, and He has already said that I am enough. So I want to encourage you to write it somewhere. Write it on a post-it, put it on a mirror. If you want to, write it on your whiteboard, write it in your planner, write it where you can see it every single day. I am enough. And number three is to be intentional with your money and do it for you. Now, I hate the word frugal, and I know that it's not a bad word, but it's just the word frugal does not resonate with me. I like saying that I'm intentional with my money. Totally not a fan of being frugal and cutting costs to the point where, you know, I'm taking ketchup packets from restaurants to save a little bit of money kind of thing. My last tip that I've learned and that I'm constantly working on is to be intentional with my money and do it for me, not to impress anyone else. Now, I do not like the word frugal. And I know it's not a bad word. And some people, you know, love and totally agree with being frugal. For me, I like to say that I'm intentional with my money. And here's the reason. I have a very expensive taste in food. Like, I love going to high-end restaurants and spending lots of money on food. That's my thing. And I love to travel and I love nice clothes. And in a future episode, I'll tell you about my latest obsession with nice clothes. When it comes to other things, lattes, going to Starbucks and spending, you know, $7-$8 on a latte, I can live without that. Fast food definitely can live without that. Home decor, gym memberships, those are things that are not important to me. So when I say to be intentional with your money is when you have extra money in your budget, you can make those choices. You can say, I'm not going to be spending my money on things that are not important to me. You know, for me, it's those lattes, fast food, home decor, gym membership. So that it allows me to spend money on the things that I do love. You know, the expensive food, going on trips, spending it on nice clothes, spending it on expensive shoes or handbags kind of thing. So what I want to encourage you to do is make a list just for fun and make a list of things that you like to spend and that you want to spend your money on, and totally axe the things that you can live without. Make that other list of the things that are just not important to you so that you have the extra money when it comes time to buy that expensive handbag, to go on that expensive date with your spouse, to buy that nice clothes, to travel on a really expensive cruise that is going to bring happiness and joy and really just improve your quality of life. And when we're talking about fast food, it's really interesting. I was talking to somebody the other day and she was telling me how she went to Burger King, and for her and her husband, for just the two of them, they ordered, I think it was like three burgers. It was going to come out to $50. $50 for fast food. That's insane. So make that list of the things that are really important to you and what's not important to you, and stick with that list. It will totally change your life, I promise you. So to recap this episode, the three things that I want to leave you with is people who don't pay your bills don't get to tell you how to spend your money. And the second thing is that your stuff and your lifestyle does not define you as a person. And the last thing is be intentional with your money and do it for you, not to impress anyone else except you. And I want to leave you with this last takeaway is that you are enough and you are already wonderfully made. So your task right after this episode is to call or text if you're an introvert like me and tell someone you are enough. So that wraps up this episode of the Budget Divas podcast. Hey, if you want to start your budgeting journey, I would love to invite you to go onto my website at budgetdivas.com and get a copy of my free budgeting template. It's a quick template where you can put in your income, your expenses, and it just gives you an overview of what's happening with your finances so that you can make those changes of being intentional with your finances and seeing what is really important to you and cutting out those things that are not important to you. So as I wrap up this episode, when you get that free budgeting template, and after you get that, and you'll also be notified of special events and offers that is exclusive to my Budget Divas community. So again, if you want a free budgeting template, go to budgetdivas.com. It's right on the homepage. You can get that free budgeting template to start taking action today. All right, that wraps up this episode. I hope you have a great day. And until next time, keep moving forward one step at a time.